Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:31, an hour later on the Tweed. Warm again today, 32, as Rob was just telling you. Yesterday was a hot one.
Hot.
Bit chatty, wasn't it? I was at a little barbecue for our end of season touch footy team.
Yes.
It was a bit steamy.
It was. I built some shelving in the garage and I was sweating. Rod McLeod, good morning.
Good morning. I took our French exchange student Vincent to see the world tour of Bexhill.
Oh, is he? So how much longer is he around for?
He's only with us for a couple of more weeks before he's heading back to France.
But what do you think of Bexhill?
He said it is very nice.
Very nice. Did you take him to see? He's turned into Borat all of a sudden.
Very nice.
What's the place that you recommended I went and saw?
The Blue Lake of the former Bexhill Quarry, brickworks.
Not that one, the one with...
Open Air Cathedral?
That's the one.
Yes, talking about the Open Air Cathedral. It was lovely up there, overlooking the valley and the Nightcap Range in the distance.
Where is Bexhill?
It's just out of Lismore, about 10K out of Lismore.
Ah, right.
And Rod, didn't your father, he was involved in the
cathedral? Yeah, he was there. He was there with my grandfather, building it, moving rocks and logs and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, there was a very strong historical heritage there. Yeah.
Love that.
McLeod's and we threw a boomerang. He's never thrown a boomerang before. So we took him down to the Sam Trimble Oval.
Yeah.
And we chucked a boomerang.
Can you make it come back?
In a fashion, yes. he threw one horizontally. And, of course, anybody who's thrown a boomerang knows you don't throw a boomerang horizontally. Because it goes straight up and straight back at you again. Just like that scene out of Mad Max.
I remember that. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Well, that's great.
Nice little history lesson there.
Good weekend.
Good fun.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
We're ready for another big week and another round of Name That Year, which we get to coming up next. Because this is the world's greatest radio quiz. Am I right?
Absolutely.
You are 100%
Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Here we go. You cannot lie.
Let's have a look at the scoreboard, could we?
Rod McLeod.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know what? You could confirm your victory this week.
This early.
Mm. You're on eight. Myself and Ellie are on three. We are five behind, which is a week, and I think we've only got nine or so days left
to go. Let's get into today's audio for Name That Year.
She writes about having children and marriage and the high-octane charmer Bruce Willis sweeping her off her feet.
Welcome to the party, pal!
All right, so...
Speed.
What? No, not Speed.
Oh.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Okay, nothing to do with the name of the movie,
mm-hmm.
but Demi Moore married Bruce Willis in what year?
Oh, Ali.
Oh, boy, okay.
That's hard, isn't it? Rock off, quick.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, we just did three the same. Scissors, paper, scissors.
Hectic.
Bad commentating by you, by the way, Al.
No,
I got him in the end with the paper.
Getting over the noise out of it.
I reckon they would have got married in about 1987.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
Bang on.
I was going to say eight.
See, because of the rock off.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
What do you like here?
Oh, just so many visuals there. All right, never mind.
Let's get into
it. Is that how you sound, Rod?
Here we go.
Appropriate.
ONJ, Physical, massive song. What year did they go number one around the world?
1981.
Well done, you are Rod. A machine. How come you know that?
Oh, because of the teenage years, you used to get at Christmas every time. Yeah, you used to get the greatest hits albums like 1981 Over the Top, 1982 With a Bullet, and all that.
Can I ask? I'm sure you know the answer.
Mm.
Did that have a good film clip?
It involved Olivia Newton-John in some gear and some large gentlemen.
Was it a leotard?
Lots of actually...
No, there wasn't any...
Yeah, leotard, G-string.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think it was a G-string. And was it Rod?
A bigger bloke on a treadmill.
A bigger bloke on a treadmill, yeah.
Was it a G-string leotard, Rod?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right, so Spider,
you have to review that one.
You need this to stay in the game.
Yes.
All right, today is International Television Day. Yes?
Yep.
In 100 years, the TV has taken many shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Here's
the
evolution of the television from the 1920s to today.
We don't have time to go through that right now, but the first ever TV demo?
Spider.
Demonstration television. Ooh.
What year? I'm going to say 19... It's not just in Australia.
No, no, around the world.
Okay. 1944.
Right, the newsreader.
Archibald Lowe. Was
the yeah, Lowe. Yeah.
I reckon Archie. 1928.
They called it Televista back in the day.
Okay, no more clues. No, no,
I'm going to say...
This is for the win.
Yes, for the win. 1930.
It was 1914.
Oh, no, Rod.
Rod McLeod.
Damn it.
Yes, Rod McLeod, damn it. That's a phrase I've heard quite a few times in my existence.
It's just been an epic fail, everyone.
Yes. Oh.
Extending the lead now. Can we just go to the scoreboard?
He's starting to wipe us.
Oh, no.
Rod is on 9.
He's wiping you.
Spot on 3. And Ellie is also on 3.
Right, you need to roll your sucks up. Sucks.
And what a magnificent weekend. What a fantastic weekend.
Come on, why was it so good for you?
Because Cherie left.
That's it. That simple.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. You're terrible.
Cherie and Boston, though, they've moved to Melbourne. So 2 years on my own up here, and it was fantastic. It's so good. I know people sit there and go, you get sick of it. Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait and see. I'll be the judge of that. But you know what I did? You'd find this. Now, like, if it happened to you, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the day if your partner left, would you rearrange the house just designed for you?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as you know, I lived down in Hobart for 3 years.
Yep.
And Steve and the girls were meant to come after 6 months, and it didn't end up happening. So I had 3 years down there on my own. It was the first time I'd ever lived on my own as an adult.
Was it good?
What do you reckon? Obviously, I miss them,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Oh, I could do what I want, sleep in as long as I wanted.
I'm gonna miss them, but I did rearrange everything.
What have you done?
Absolutely. Put the pots and everything where I wanted them, everything, and I don't like anything on the benches or anything, so I put the microwave away. I never use it, the fryer, put everything away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I opened the freezer and the fridge, and I thought, you little ripper. I threw out every plant-based item we have.
Hey,
does Sharita go all the ficken and
I don't care.
And the, you know, chalk or whatever they call the fake meats.
The food bank or, you know.
Not this frozen crap.
No, okay.
No, and it's plant-based.
The food bank don't want it.
I'll take it. The food bank would say, no, sir, we don't take that.
No.
Nobody eats that crap, I don't think. And I just had so much fun chucking every little bit of plant-based food out. It's got every bit of fruit. I don't eat fruit. So I put that out to the birds.
Oh, okay.
And all I've got.
Do you eat vegetables?
Not maybe salad.
Chips.
Well, cabbage is in a dim sum.
So yeah, true.
And no joke. I went to the supermarket and I brought 3 packets of dim sums and chili.
Oh, you're lucky that you got them.
Your
what
guts.
Do you actually eat? Is that all you eat?
Chili sauce, dim sum, a bit of soy.
You imagine you'd be like a wombat just popping out little square dim sums.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Start of a brand new week out of our Broadbeach studios, 6:04, an hour later on the Tweed. Morning, Flan, Ali and Spider.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Wow, what a massive week we're staring down the barrel. The World Cup of soccer, the greatest game in the whole wide world, has begun.
$2 billion is spent on this
Schoolies
World Cup.
Is on.
Yep.
Tracy Grimshaw's final week on television.
No.
Sheree Evan has wised up and run away to Melbourne. I congratulate. I listened to you on the way in, mate, and you were saying how you just rearranged all the furniture in your house now that you're the boss of your house.
Absolutely.
Have you thought of these things?
Oh.
It's cricket season. Do you like cricket?
Sometimes.
No. Would you consider an indoor cricket net in your lounge room?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Because for me, when you said you rearranged the furniture immediately, I went, oh, my God, I did that when Lester and kids went away on holidays. We set up an indoor cricket net in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
But a suggestion for you, and a strong suggestion, put a portaloo in your lounge room.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know, I had the best night Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is that really a need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. What'd you do?
It is when it involves the Gold Coast Business Excellence Awards. I was fortunate enough to host it with the one and only Gary Youngbury.
Oh,
and it was a sensational night. Gee, they do a good job, Danielle and Marshall Hall. But you need to know the winners, the big winners of the night were.
Yes.
Well, the Gold Coast Business of the Year is Medical Rescue. So, yes, they employ 500 people and provide air ambulance, rescue helicopter, ground ambulance and health services throughout Australia and overseas.
Wow.
They've done so well. And he said, Glenn McKay, the owner of it, said the last couple of years had just been so hard, like swimming against the tide.
Yeah.
But he said everything's, coming good now. And I tell you what, that was a real common theme throughout the night of a lot of the winners were just speaking really emotionally about how tough the last few years have been for them all. So, it was a good feeling in the room, though. And the inductee to the Business Hall of Fame is Paul Donovan.
Oh, serious?
Yes, yeah. Tourism Great. Icon. Yes, and he spoke so emotionally. And he said, we need to genuinely care more about people and not give lip service. He spoke about how, and I realise I'm speaking for a long time on this, but, he spoke about how the Gold Coast tourism industry went from having 14.2 million annual visitors and contributing $5.9 billion to the economy to the absolute depths of despair, 45 consecutive days without flights on the Gold Coast anyway. Yeah, so he spoke really, really beautifully and emotionally, and he said the most important things to him are his integrity, credibility, honesty, loyalty and authenticity. And he said, what you see is a kid from Hobart who worked his ass off to get where he's got.
Yeah.
So,
well done.
It was awesome. Awesome night.
He's a very special bloke, Donna.
Absolutely.
That warms the cockles of my heart to hear that he's been rewarded like that. In an unrelated health story, another 1,500 or so Medibank data files have been released by the Russian hacker. They reckon they know who's done it now, and they need the cooperation of the Russian government to bring them to justice.
Mm.
So that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
But what you do also need to know is that the next stage for these kind of drip feed attacks will be contact with the individuals whose medical records have been released, and they'll more than likely say, send us $1,000 or I'll tell your employer. That's what their tactics have been in the past. So prepare yourselves for that. Apparently they are not as able to read the data as they claim, and they can tell that from investigations. So please don't be too worried about it. But as I say, if you've got heart disease or diabetes, you may well be one of the people that they release the information on. So don't get too panicked.
And some really sad news. It's Racy Tracy's last week at ACA.
Oh, no. Spider, are you okay?
I'm not really. I've loved Racy Tracy, and it's going to be a tough week to see her finally go. ACA, one of my favourite shows of all time. And
the show continues.
Yeah, but I know, but it's not the same. It is not the same.
It's definitely the end of a television era, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, here's a question. Because you don't like affection and hugging, would you hug Racy Tracy?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
No doubt.
Oh, well, that was very quick.
Did you give her a bit extra?
We know that you're going to write a poem for her because we're trying to get Tracy on the show.
Are we?
Yes, absolutely we are.
Triple M Poet Laureate Spider Everett is going to write a love poem to Tracy Grimshaw.
Yes, his little
going to happen.
His crush.
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday's her last show. So
okay. That's it?
Oh, no.
That is what you need to know. Last one standing.
Yeah, well, pretty easy. Three questions. If you're the last one standing, you walk away with a great prize. If you've never played before, if you want to have a crack, 1-300-925-666. Very, very simple. Very easy. Yeah. Flan, here we go. It's over to you. Trina from Palm Beach.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
How are you?
Good,
yeah,
Trina.
Good.
All the better for speaking to you. Now, which Gold Coast celebration is this? It really does. We had to have a good, careful listen to that and edit out a good chunk right in the middle. Look, we're through to the true or false question.
Yes.
You know that feeling at the end of the night when you lay down in bed, you've had a big night, and the room begins to spin a little bit because of the grog that you've drunk?
Oh, responsibly.
That sensation is called the Doppler effect. True or false?
Let's go true.
Oh, it's not true. I can't give you the answer.
That's the first one that hasn't been true for a while.
1-300-925-666. Who we got now? We've got the Wiz.
The Wiz.
Oh, no.
You get a shot at it, Wiz. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. Good morning. Flan, Alien, Spider.
That's the way, buddy.
I'll agree with it.
I think that's right.
Look, it's not the Doppler effect, no.
Sorry.
I disagree with it, Wiz.
Get it the other way, sorry. Yeah.
The Doppler effect is the change in sound when, say, a siren comes towards you. You might hear it go, bina, 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 bina. That change in the sound of something as the source moves towards
that's
you.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, so what's the other one?
No, that's just chucking up.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
What?
Question
so there's
three.
There's no name for it.
No. Question three.
Oh, my God.
This is for the money.
What?
Actually, there's no money. It's just for the tickets.
What is going on?
What year did schoolies start, Wiz?
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Oh, is there any range?
2000?
Oh, no. 1980. Well done. You've won.
Welcome to the Quizaster, Wiz.
The payment.
Putting the Wiz in Quizaster.
What has he
you
won?
You are a champion. You've got a double pass to Event Cinemas to see Disney's Strange World. Event Cinemas from November 24. Mate, enjoy.
Oh, thanks, guys. Magic.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
6:35, an hour later on the Tweed with 92.5 Triple M Singapore boarding call to go over to Singapore, one of the great cities in the world. We have three of these to give away. And on Friday, Cheryl in Arundel won. Flights with Scoot and $1,000 spending money.
And I can spend that. Probably go to Raffles and we'll have a Singapore sling. Unbelievable.
A lot of slings.
I'd go and see the sloths.
You love them, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fascinating. I'd love to go and see them. Lazy. I didn't know. I've been to Singapore heap and I never knew they had sloths there, or else I would have been there absolutely 10 times over.
What is it about the sloth that captures your imagination so?
Oh, I just like it because when they're on the that TV movie, the show, and they work behind the...
The show.
I can't remember which one it was anyway. That's when I fell in love with
them. Yeah. That was Madagascar, was it? Was the sloth on Madagascar? I can't remember. Honestly.
Yeah, have any words been said in this chat?
No, I'm not sure.
So anyway, your chance to get to Singapore before nine,
and the boarding calls are Gold Coast suburbs.
You make a strong case.
We've got
for going
another
to
one of these trips to give away. You can fly Gold Coast to Singapore and beyond with Scoot. Book on, now Scoot. At flyscoot.com.
You know what? Stick around. It's time for the Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops.
And what are they policing?
Schoolies.
Oh, God. Okay.
My daughter's tucked in at schoolies at the moment with five of her mates in her room, and they're having a fat time. She said the police are absolutely everywhere. The mood's really great. Only four people were arrested on the first day, but seven charges. So someone's going hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And look, they get the update around about 7 o'clock this morning. Yeah, you'll get the schoolies update to see how they went overnight. So looking forward to that.
Well, Katarina Carroll, I think it was, said that it's the best start to schoolies ever with only four arrests and seven charges. Ali, did you do schoolies?
Well, I went late to schoolies because I was pretty good. Remember, I was a Mormon back in those days, so there was no drinking for me.
Oh, okay.
And I actually went and stayed with my boyfriend at the time. So he was a toolie. He was 2 years older than me. So I just stayed for a few days. Yeah. But, I was pretty – I was very behaved. I was actually a bit sick, had the flu.
Oh,
but
no.
My two older kids did. They did schoolies, Jess and Jake.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Did your kids do schoolies?
Caitlin did. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. No, she got charged.
Did she actually?
She got caught with fake ID.
Oh, no.
I was going to say a fray.
Oh, no. Al Davey, your son did schoolies?
No, he didn't. He was one of the COVID years. So
the poor thing.
Al did. How many years did you do schoolies for?
I volunteered. I didn't.
No, you volunteered.
For a couple of years.
Either way, my daughter said there are so many police around keeping them safe, making them feel really safe. So I wanted to say a big thank you to all of those because that's my daughter. Last night was the first time in, 15 years of radio on the Gold Coast where I've looked at Channel 9 and their highlights of schoolies and I'm looking for my own penguin in the colony. where are you? Please be not be the one that comes up to the camera and goes, but to the cops, I want to say thank you so much.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Sexy, sexy time. Tonight on Sexy Time Powered Ice Beach Police Cops. Schoolies is in full swing, but only four of them were arrested on the first day, but they did rack up seven charges.
What are you doing, mate?
I stand in the schoolie zone.
Can we see your wristband?
Of course, Constable Banging Frowden Fulski Poop. How do you pronounce it?
It's Thompson. Now, let's see your wristband.
Here's my wristband, officer.
That's an onion ring.
Oh, I may have eaten my wristband. Meanwhile, at the other end of Cavill Mall, another future ambassador to Great Britain takes his first steps towards statesmanship.
What are you doing, mate?
And my friends shaved off my elbows.
Your eyebrows, maybe?
My eyebrows, maybe what?
They shaved off your eyebrows.
Oh, so I don't have eyebrows or elbows.
You're a bit of a mess, aren't you?
I would like to report two stolen elbows.
Eyebrows, mate.
What about them, mate? And I say mate, but I don't mean mate, which I indicate with my menacing tone. It doesn't matter if you've confused your wristband with an onion ring or you've got two stolen elbows.
My eyebrows.
I mean eyebrows. Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops are gonna get ya. Mm-hmm. Sexy Time.
Now, on Friday, I probably felt the fanciest of fance that I've almost ever felt before in my life. Actually, have you got a bit of fancy, like, music?
Oh, okay. Let's fancy music.
Yeah, let's set the scene.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
Where were you?
So I was at QT Hotel in Surfer Staghorn Ave.
Oh, hang on, I've got some fancy music
Thank
for you.
Actually, I did feel like that while I was strolling up to the valet.
That's what I thought.
Well, I did get valet parking, actually. So at QT Hotel, they're launching, or they have just launched on Saturday. It's called QT QT, okay?
What does that mean?
So what it means
double
is...
Double QT?
Double QT. Well, quiet time at QT. So it's an exclusive new area at QT. So above their ballroom, That's beautiful, Al. There was this massive open unused rooftop area.
Yeah.
So what the clever little
designers
doodles are at QT, they've turned that into this most amazing space, okay? On top of that area are six tiny homes.
What?
Luxury cabins.
What?
Yes. On top of this unused space, they've just transformed the entire area.
It's not a rooftop bar.
No. There's a lot more things on that area. But so you've got the six tiny cabins to start with, right?
So you stay in them.
You stay in them.
It's not like a rented house.
No.
What's your view?
Well, your view is, well, first of all, the cabins themselves are beautiful to look at. But you've got this massive open area of manicured lawns, landscaped gardens.
Lovely.
Beautiful open fire pit, which is just divine.
I love that.
You've got this dining area where you can have feasts. So only the six cabins, the guests of the six cabins, are allowed in that area.
Oh.
No one else is allowed
in
there.
So it's double VIP.
It's double VIP, totally exclusive. So you actually feel like you're away somewhere in the country. But you're right in the middle of surfers.
That sounds good.
It is awesome. And it's really quite peaceful, actually. You know, they've got the beautiful music happening. Thank you, Al.
Here we go. Yes. Oh, yeah, nice.
So when this is just next level. This is amazing. So
and got one of the best buffets on the Gold Coast.
Oh,
they certainly
don't
do
even
that.
The bazaar.
I'm banned
from there.
I'm not surprised.
No, something about not profitable. I don't get it. what was your favourite aspect, Al? Yeah.
Well, I guess. The favourite aspect for me, so as everyone is so busy, okay, so often people will be arranging getaways and stuff, my girlfriends, and all I write, they do 100 different messages, all I write on there is JTWMTD, which they know means just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I personally loved about this QT experience, because you rock up and she's called your curator of sunshine.
The what?
So, yes, a beautiful lady called Rochelle greeted me at the entry. And so she showed me around the hotel, then took me up to the area where you're just absolutely blown away. I can't even describe it. It's so stunning. And then what they do is they create these bespoke experiences just for you. So say you want to do yoga the next morning, they will organize that for you. If you want to do a whiskey tasting at Yamagan Japanese restaurant, which I did, which was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, so they just curate the whole thing. Obviously, spa treatments. You can organise helicopter rides. They take care
wow.
of absolutely everything for you. So it was just a beautiful experience. And like I said, it's only the people that are in those cabins that you – so it's kind of like your own little
crew.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So there's an element of excitement in finding out who else is staying there. So I got to meet lots of, you know, lovely yep. people, but – probably the ones that stood out to me are he's called the GC Squirrel.
Oh,
his name's
yeah.
Andrew Meadowcroft.
Yeah, we love Andrew.
And so he's a PR guru. So I met him and his partner, Cam. Now, his partner, Cam, was actually the principal at Arundel State School when they first started.
Oh, wow.
And now he travels the world helping third world countries open their schools.
There you go.
So here we are. We're all at this feast and, you know, you're meeting these really interesting people.
Yeah.
Ended the night at Stingray Nightclub doing salsa, fireball shots, dirty martinis.
Oh, well.
Honestly.
Didn't get back to the room. Left it how I found it. Perfect night.
It actually was. Well, and the last thing I will say is what is amazing about this is they actually utilise local companies. So, for example, all of the beautiful linens on the beds
yep.
are by Burley, a company at Burley. I think they're called I Love Linen.
Yeah.
You know, and the, oh, it's just the whole thing is next level. They make these... In your room are all these cookies and beautiful bliss balls made at the hotel. It is next level. I cannot speak highly enough of it. I think we should all go there for a little weekend away. What do you reckon, crew?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sold pretty well.
Is everyone in?
Separate cabins, right?
Yeah. Ow.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
8:07, hour later on the tweet. Let's do this.
This wins the internet.
Wow, winning.
Flan, we know that you spend a lot of time surfing the internet and you get friends and family sending you stuff that they think is funny off the internet.
In fact, it was inspired by somebody who sent me something this week, actually. A buddy of mine said he saw a license plate on the M1.
Yeah.
And it said Flan. F-L-A-N.
Oh,
yeah, and I said, well, now I can never, ever get my license plate because it's been used. But congratulations to whoever has it.
Yeah.
But the winner of the internet today is Todd Wilbur. Inspired by that moment for me, I saw this. Someone has decided to get themselves some personalised license plates. And
yep.
he also decided he's a genius. The only trouble was... He spelled it wrong. G-E-N-U-I-S. He wrote it on his license plate. And that's what happens when you get your license plate made by Jared Hayne.
Oh. Well, it's definitely worthwhile cleaning out your car, isn't it? We saw the, if you haven't, but there's that lady in Victoria. Cleaned out her car over the weekend and found a lotto ticket worth $580,000.
That's a house.
She's been driving around for 4 months with this lotto ticket amongst a heap of receipts.
Mm.
And suddenly, I better check this, $580,000.
And it's funny you say that, Flan, because that's exactly what she said she was going to use the money for, a house and a holiday.
Is that right? Good on her. Good luck to her.
Yep.
What is in your car right now? What would you find? What would we find if we just opened up the passenger seat or the back seat or the boot? What would we find in your car right now?
You know,
Flan, what would we find in yours?
The best thing at the moment, just empty rubbish bins. I went to the tip late yesterday and they're all in the back. But the best thing I ever had in any car I ever owned, I had a Ford Cortina in the middle 80s and I was playing footy. And I used to give another player a lift home and they were reseeding the oval and the seals on the window of my car were wrecked and the rain would get in and it would soak the carpet on the floor of the passenger side.
Ooh.
And because he'd hop in after training, he always wore his boots into the car and that would be covered in grass seeds. And I grew a lawn on the floor
hilarious.
I cut it with scissors and it would grow beautifully.
Like one of those grass heads.
Exactly like the grass heads, but it was the carpet on the passenger side of my car.
My
I was so
God.
Proud of it.
Okay,
I called that car Wembley.
Good morning, Jen, in Chevron Island. What is in your car, darling?
Empty strawberry up-and-go containers, empty water bottle,
yes.
And you've just reminded me, in my glove box is a ring. Now, it could be diamond, it could be trash. I don't know. I haven't got time to take it to anywhere to find out.
Oh, there we go.
That's a bit of an antiques roadshow, isn't it?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Ooh, I wouldn't be surprised if this
Jennifer.
Is worth 11 cents.
Spider spray.
You know, I learned something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something. I went into a shopping centre and I thought, how I'm just going to take a minute and take it all in and see what the big fuss is about these shopping centres and see how they've changed over the years. And look, they're bright and they're colourful, and you look at all the beautiful fruit and veggies and the smell of the fresh baked bread. Mm, yeah. Even though you're only going in there to look for milk and bread, they're the hardest two things to find. You've got to go up every other aisle looking at stuff.
True.
There's no windows in there. There's no bright lights. There's a little bit of music. And there's no clocks.
You sure this wasn't a casino?
What are you
It is very similar to a casino. Don't walk around to a supermarket. Have you seen a clock? No. Bright? Yes. Absolutely. There's no windows. It is like, no joke, it is like a casino. But you know what got me most about walking around looking for just some basic little items was the fact that you could double down and get that many discounts on junk food. If you wanted junk food, you can get discounts. The bigger, the more junk it is, the bigger the discount. And they'll discount every bit. Do you reckon you can get discount in the fruit and veggie section? No.
What were you doing in there anyway?
I don't know. I was doing an experiment. So you know what I'm saying is that supermarkets will discount. They sit there and go, oh, we eat too much junk food. We drink too much junk. And then suddenly, the only thing on special yesterday was everything in the junk pile. There was no fruit, there was no veggies on special at all. If they wanted us to eat a lot healthier and a lot better, well, why don't they put fruit and veggies on special?
What? Not even half-priced potatoes?
Not even half-priced potatoes or carrots. How can you compare chips with spuds and Coke and carrots? You can't.
I'm not paying full freight for my kumquats.
Start, please, discounting fruit and veggies, and we might go there.
Spider, you do not go to the supermarket enough. They are on special quite
often. They're not.
Yeah.
They are not.
Well.
You are losing the plot, my friend.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute. I could use some
extra money. Well, Marty and Tweed Heads, good morning, Marty.
How you going there today?
Yeah, we're going good. Hopefully you're going good in about a minute as well. With $1,000 on the line, all you have to do is get 10 questions right. These are the rules and regulations. If you don't know the answer, simply pass. We've got time. We'll come back to it. We will take your first response. 60 seconds starts at the end of Ellie's first question. You ready to go? You're switched on, Marty.
I'm trying to be switched on. It's been a minute in the voice.
Come
Here
on,
we
you
go.
Can do
Come
it.
On, Marty.
Come on.
$1,000. We'd love to go off.
Yes, we would. We've got faith in you. All right, Marty. Name Batman's crime-fighting partner.
Robin.
How many sides does an octagon have?
Eight.
Stars and Stripes is the nickname of the flag of which country?
USA.
Guns N' Roses are playing at which Gold Coast Stadium on Thursday night?
Skill Stadium.
What is 50% of 250?
125.
What is the capital of New Zealand?
Wellington.
Sirloin, eye fillet and T-bone are cuts of what?
Steak.
Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Bell.
Which planet in our solar system is known for having a ring?
One of them is Saturn.
How many colours are in a rainbow?
Seven.
I tell you what, plenty of time.
Jeez.
You had absolutely flew through. You got 90% right.
Oh.
You missed on one.
Which one do you reckon you missed on?
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. It's at Metricon Stadium, not Skilled.
Cool. No worries.
Oh, mate, you did so well,
Marty.
Well
played. Thank
really
you very
well.
Much.
That's how Monday's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute went. Tuesday's, well, you could win because we're going to give you a couple of questions right now.
Just two?
We'll see how we go.
All right, okay. What about this one? What is longer, a kilometre or a mile?
Ooh.
A mile.
Yep, 1.6.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. 2.2.
Yep. You know what? The funny thing is that in my brain I was thinking kilometre. I know a mile is longer, but... You know, that's the sort of confusion that happens.
That's what we try
in
and
the
do.
Quiz. The simple ones. Good one, Spider.
Okay.
What is the biggest planet in the solar system?
Don't say it. I know you do want to say it.
You don't. Do you know it, Al?
Uranus.
Oh, you idiot.
That's not it.
Do you know what the answer is, Flan?
What is your best name for a backside? What is yours? I like two buffaloes under a blanket.
Oh, that's good. That's
My dad
good.
Always used to call it his ding. His ding.
Oh, his ding. You know what I like? Heiny.
Yeah, Heiny's a good one.
What about this one? Is it Blurter?
Yeah. Oh, Yes.
That's funny. Good one.
That blurter is funny. Is good.
Will this question be in the quiz?
Yeah, but don't think.
What is a blurter, Heine, or
you know
ding?
What? No. I'll put it in last one standing tomorrow, the quizaster.
Yeah, do that, do that.
Well, that happens just before 6:30, but you've got a couple of questions.
Yes.
For 92.5 Triple M's $1,000 minute, that happens just before 8 tomorrow. Good luck.
Can I say the answer to the largest planet?
Yeah, oh, yes. Go on, yeah.
Jupiter.
Oh, I thought it was Pluto.
Well, as I said earlier, I had the very big privilege of co-hosting the Gold Coast Business Excellence Awards on Saturday night. They were absolutely sensational. They do a wonderful job, Danielle and Marshall Hall, organising the entire thing.
Yeah.
Gold Coast Business of the Year was Medical Rescue. Paul Donovan, tourism guru, got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
But so well deserved.
Yes, but there was a little bit part of the night that didn't go so well.
What was that?
Well, that was getting to the actual function. And joining us on the phone right now is the one and only Gary Youngbrew. Good morning, Gazza.
Well, good morning, guys. Come on, Ali. Listen, you were the hostess with the mostess. I was the co-host. Come on.
Oh, come on, guys. Oh, no, okay. Look, let's just have a pump-up fest. Yeah. Who was better? No.
Al, look, Mr. Music, put that away.
Now, where it all went wrong is Gary and I actually, we've spoken before over the phone, but on Saturday afternoon it was the first time we'd ever met. So we had a rehearsal at 4 p.m. And look, Gaz, you were all over Stop it. Gaz was all over it because it's like that was the fourth time you've done it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Gazza?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, it was.
He's one of the greats.
Yes. Gazza. So first time we'd met and obviously, hi, go through a bit of a rehearsal. Then off we go to our separate rooms in the casino.
That's a lot.
So then stop it. On my part, I've put my dress on when it came time to just before we go down there and I could not do my own dress up. So here I am with it, you know, with my bum hanging out.
Didn't try the coat hanger?
What? Not. No.
Okay.
I would have ripped the dress, no doubt. So in the end, I was thinking to myself, what am I going to do? And I thought, I'll have to message Gaz and see if he doesn't mind coming up to the room to zip me up.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I thought, that's so inappropriate. I've literally just.
Lavish cover story I have ever heard.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought to myself, imagine that. Here I am, Gary's coming into my room, someone from the Business Awards walks past and he's zipping me up.
Yeah.
Like, how inappropriate. So I just, what I ended up doing is opening my door and waiting for one of the staff to come down the hall.
Perfect.
So down this level. Anyway, get to the function and here's Gaz. And what's the first thing you said to me, Gaz?
Well, I was about to call Ali to my room because I had a wardrobe malfunction as well.
You know, what happened?
Yeah, or you get your bag of, look, it come back from the dry cleaners, the bag of fruit, got it out, put it on the shirt. And the shirt was a dinner suit, so it has those little buttons that come out of your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And I put the shirt on, there was no buttons in it. So I'm thinking, here I am going to host the whole gig with an open shirt.
Oh, Gary.
Yes.
Oh,
come on.
Like manpower.
I'm having feelings, Gary.
So, look, fortunately, the wardrobe malfunctions were in our room and not on stage.
That's right. So he was actually going to message me as well.
Oh, boy.
But he found his buttons stapled to the shirt from the dry cleaners. So, yeah, it nearly was an absolute disaster. But what a fantastic night, Gaz. Actually, one thing I haven't told you, Gaz, is when I got home after all the proceedings, I actually couldn't get it undone. So I just randomly picked up this girl in the hallway. We're in the lift together and I said, "Darl, what's your name?" And she actually said, "Ali."
Oh,
and
no.
I said, "Oh, look, it's a sign. Don't take this the wrong way, but can you please come to my room and undo my dress?"
Who has never copped that in the elevator before?
Well done, Gary. Great work on Saturday night.
Yes.
Well, I did go looking for you, Ali, that night, and let's just say lucky I wasn't working your shift the next morning because I would have been late to work.
Oh, you gave it a bit of a nudge, did you?
I give it a good nudge, yeah.
Well done, Gary. We love you. Thank you so much.
And he did such a great job.
Guys.
Thank you, Gaz.
So we're opening it up to the Gold Coast Triple M family. Wardrobe malfunctions.
Yes.
Let's put it out there. I'm sure there have been a whole heap. You've had an important night and something's gone wrong.
100%.
1-300-925-666. Give you a chance to win a double pass to Pseudo Echo featuring a six-piece lineup. They play Twin Town Saturday, November 26th.
Awesome.
1-300-925-666. Your wardrobe malfunctions. It's Triple M Breakfast. Flan, Alley and Spider.
Michelle in Pimpama. Michelle, when was your wardrobe malfunction?
I had a conference that I had to go to, and the girl I was sharing the room with had already left to go downstairs.
Okay.
And I forgot that the dress that I had had buttons that went right down the back.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I thought, okay, do I wear it backwards? No, that wasn't going to happen. It wouldn't have looked great at all. No, I tried it. I did try it. And then I thought, I tried to ring her, and she wasn't answering her phone.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, what do I do? So I stuck my head out the door and waited for the first person to come past. It happened to be this nice-looking bloke.
Hello.
And I said to him, can I get a favour off you? And he goes, depends what the favour is. And I said, because I was sort of half hanging out the door as well.
Oh, that's so funny.
G'day.
And he says to me, he says, depends what the favour is. And I went, can you do my dress up? And he goes, whoa, I thought you were going to ask for something else. he said, no, I'm here with my wife. And I went, no, can you just do my dress up? So, it was. And in the end, we've become friends.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Michelle. That's fantastic.
I love that. Yeah. Wow. Friendship starting from a wardrobe malfunction.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Lyndon in Tugan. What was your wardrobe malfunction?
Good morning. Hello, guys.
Hey, Linda.
I was living in Adelaide at the time, and I was going up to the Clare Valley for a dinner and actually staying the weekend. It was a long weekend.
Beautiful Clare
Valley.
Anyway,
it's 135 k's north. Got all the way up there and realised that I didn't have any shoes, not even a pair of thongs.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to get my partner to hop in the car and drive all the way back to the house and found this bag of shoes at the front door. And we drove home. By the time we got up to Clare, it was close to midnight. So that was the end of that. No dinner and just flopped into the spa pretty much. But at least I was at least I was set for the rest of the weekend
that's
and
it.
I didn't swear to the race.
Okay. I hope she wore her shoes in the spa. Andrew and Rabina, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are we?
Not
good,
bad, thanks. Mate. That wardrobe malfunction, what happened?
Well, back in the day when, I used to go out clubbing and stuff.
Yeah.
Spring chicken. I would go out, in the holidays after uni break and things like that. And because I was quite small up the top area of my chest, I used to wear those, what I used to call chicken fillets, because they look like chicken breast.
Yeah.
Stick onto your skin. So we'd be out and, it was a super hot night because it was in January after uni had finished and everything and just before we go back to uni again and, just dancing away. And I was wearing this dress where it came in at the waist, but it had quite a significant amount of room around the top part.
Yes.
And then after all the sweat and the dancing, I ended up with four boobs instead of two boobs because the chicken fillets just worked their way down over top of my ribs. Didn't even know. Got home and I was like, oh, what's that?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, I love that.
You were almost turned yourself into a James Bond character.
Yes. So there you go.
Flan, Ali and Spider, Triple M Breakfast. Almost us done, 8:50, an hour later on the tweet.
Yeah, nearly us gone, but Angela in Labrador. Now, she was a caller of the week last week, and she's on the phone right now. Angela, thanks very much for joining us again. You had a very special day tomorrow. Can you just run us through what's happening?
I'm saying I do for the first time in my life. I'm getting married tomorrow.
Good.
Congratulations.
I was going to say, we hope you're going to say I do.
Yeah.
And we hope your husband-to-be Pete's going to say I do.
I think he will.
And you're in hospital and you found a bit of pressure and a bit of time to get everything done.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, but yes, I'm on the home straight.
Such a big release of emotion around a time like this. But you guys have been doing it a little bit tough too, yeah?
Yeah. It's been, the year started off not so kindly to us. My husband-to-be had a terrible accident in January and sadly he broke his neck and is now quadriplegic.
Oh, mate.
So we spent most of the year at the Princess Alexandra Hospital, which I will say and pass on all of my thanks to the staff and the medical team that saved Peter's life. And I think both of us realise that life is too short and to follow our hearts and our dreams. So Pete popped the question and I said yes. And
what is that one thing you're still missing?
I've got just about everything sorted. We've been to our lovely reception venue and where we're actually sharing our vows, which is the Omeris brothers at Marina Raya. So I hope I'm allowed to give them a plug.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Love you too.
Good friend of the show.
We might have heard a little whisper that you are potentially short of flowers and you are planning on just slipping into a supermarket and grabbing some for your bouquet. Well, we will not have that.
Nor
will a beautiful florist in the Oasis.
Oh, my goodness.
They would like to give you some white roses and a mix of white flowers to match for your bouquet and for your beautiful Pete's. What do they call that?
Corsage.
Yeah, the corsage.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think that would be okay?
Oh, that would be absolutely lovely. That is the plan. That was the plan this morning to get to Woolworths, but that I can't thank you enough for that. my goodness.
You are so welcome, and it's not us, it's Oasis Florist.
Yep.
They're lovely people there. Yes, and they would just love to give you this bouquet and your buttonhole.
Oh, look, thank you, Oasis Florist. Thank you, Triple M. I've been listening to you guys all my life since I've 4GG days. I just can't be more thankful for that. And Peter will just know how much that means to me because of his situation and not being able to even get out and get me a bunch of flowers when I got home yesterday. Well, so that is something that's very special and I do very much appreciate.
You have a fantastic day tomorrow, I'm sure you are, and we'll see you at lunch at Omeris Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, look, you're more than welcome to come along.
That's so perfect, and we appreciate you listening to us, Ange.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay, guys, thank you very, very much.
Good on you, Ange. We hope she has a great day tomorrow.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We do. And we're not turning up for lunch. I mean, yes, if she really wants us.
Omeris Brothers.
Absolutely.
I'm available.
Yeah. Good morning, Johnny. I'll be there.
I'm usually hungry by tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, that's your goodbye music.
That is us. Oh, goodbye, yes. Gold Coast. See you tomorrow. Goodbye, Flan.
Bye, Al. Bye, Ali. Bye, Spider.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Ange and Pete, who are getting married tomorrow. And goodbye to all the lovely people at Oasis Flowers.
Yeah, very generous of them.
That's so lovely of them to do that. Goodbye, Triple M family. Goodbye, Spider.
Absolutely. And goodbye, everyone. And Rod's headlines are coming up next. And more on the Cheese Factory explosion up at Mount Tambourine. Debris everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.